Just I want to look at the Rabbi Yonah, a few things on Rabbi Yonah, but and look at the Rosh. But just we were discussing the Rosh. If the Rosh has a hakro, the mice on his sofik, the Rosh in Zimchav Ches. So it's interesting how to read the Rosh. Michelle, what does the Torah do with the Rosh? Right. So the Rosh in Chav Ches is nistapik in a case. If a person eats mitchilas a suda pas to peiris, if he ate them without pas, does he make a bracha or not? The swar shlo you bracha lehem. It's a swar you don't make a bracha. So the tour. Brings it like Lashon of the Rosh. Yeshi Stapik and Misha Kabea Sudas al Paris. Imochim and Mat Kilabal at Pass in Yeshu the Borchalayan. The story, Shalyu Borchalayan, they have a hash to boy Machas a Suda because the Kersuda is from the Paris. The Ba comes along and says, okay, so he brings it as he brings it to a lashon of the Yeshi Stabek and Swaruhu that it should be like that. Then he says, "We in the pairs b'emso suda, many kusuda leyim, bishem malapetim zafas, imelchem b'chil matzim zafas tov lebarchel." He says that's the. Bishop says that is that the second half of the Rosh. The Mordechai says Yeshi Stapek what Allah is. He swore who shall you work away, and it makes sense not to, but community shami, etc. So the Lashon Bishop is interesting. Mordechai Kosek the Rosh. Yeshi stopik if what's the lacha? Kiswarahu that you shouldn't make a bracha in that case. And then he says, Yerushalayim ha'echel peiris asuda yechel ksas mehem tzkila b'loy pas yivarach aleihem echel yechel b'ein b'pas b'ein shol b'pas. And then the Mordechai says, and he stopik, the best etzah is if dafki the nawi pas, make a bracha on it, and then you have no sofik. Because you see, you're being mitzi atzim in a sofik. Now, I'm not sure what to do with this. If the Rosh is coming to Maskana that Yutaka, there's no suffix anymore. It's the same. King Kosovo Mordechai leaves me hanging because the Mordechai seems to believe that with a suffix. So the loss of Mordechai is the Yeshu Sabbath in Welcome and Boy Passim Rochaleim in Lav. Ki swarahu. That's there is the Rosh Lashon Uswarahu. So the Lashon of the Rosh is I have a suffix, and the logic tells me that you don't make a bracha, etc. The Mordechai's Lashon is Yeshi Stapik because there is a good swar to say that therefore I have a suffix. I mean, you know, he means that, so is the Mordechai a raya to how to understand the Rosh or not? I don't know, but as I was looking at the Piskei Rosh, he just brings down Mitzkilas Asuda Pass. Here's the Ainla Lavorcha Dayan. I feel him welcome and map Mitzkilas Beloy Pass. The hashtag really the day Boy Mach was Asuda. So he learns that the Rosh is. The Rosh is saying the first din is a din. There's no chiyuv to make a bracha on it. But then he says, "V'imochem em b'soif sudasa b'loy pas yishashabeg im v'rochaleim im lav hotzi me'atzim nesavik yochem en kadem netila b'loy pas yivrochaleim." So he says you should make a bracha on the payers before the suda starts. Now, the partial way we have the Rosh, look how the Rosh is talking about cases. The That's a separate case. So in that case, so in the case where you're planning to eat them, now we'll see the Renyana. The Renyana mixes it together into one scenario. So I said on Tuesday that. It seems to me the Rosh is bribing with the Suffolk, because that seems to be the Halach Mordechai says it. That's the Bishas seems to say it. He says King Kasa Mordechai, but looking at the Rosh, the way the Torah brings the Rosh is Mash that he was Machriya, and the Torah and the Ramah and the Piskei of the Rosh, also known as the Ramazim, also seems to be Machriya like that. Okay, so now let's see what happens when we get to the Ben Yonah.
Can you also point out that the two stuff in the Rosh is whether you say Bat Lagaita or not? And when he says Svara, who he's saying the Svara is that you don't say Bat Lagaita? Is that the right family Rosh? The two stuff are whether you say Bat Lagaita, and the Svara, who is that we don't say Bat Lagaita.
I mean, he doesn't say that.
Is that indicating that that's what his suffix was? Or is his suffix was something else?
I think you're right. I mean, I didn't learn it as a regular sora about the daitoy in the regular kolim. Chazal said that passes that the peiros are not considered part of the suda. That's Chazal's kavius. So they didn't, the bracha doesn't cover it, or it's not totally in the way Chazal set it up. So it's not regular about the daitless sora. You definitely can learn like that. Right? Do we say that the Maisa, this is what I want? Samela, I was Kaveya on Paris. Samela Paris are part of the Suda, the Roman Mach of the Suda. Or the Chazal make a Kaveyas. You know, they were Kaveya. This is the Messias of these things, and that's the way it is. I'm not sure it's totally in. In other words, the Nafkamina would be in a society where they became everybody does it. Or the Tut Stadim anymore. Right? Would that change? Or. The whole point of Chazal is the mice at the end of the day, the derech is they're not brought from Muslim, they're not Muslim, they're not must be the fact that the people, one of the poskim says you lived in a very poor society, that's all people had to eat was payers, so it became the derech would be to be kibay on payers, so you wouldn't say baladaita. So is that totally in the society, totally in how Chazal were kibay the kibayas? So I wasn't sure to understand the Rosh is getting into that. I hear you saying. Okay, let's see a little bit of better on him. So the first thing he deals with, Rashi's Passover Kistin, where you're eating it, La'akra Suda, Teicha Suda, that's a chashav issue, but that's not what I want to get into. Amar Papa, it's the bottom of Chavtas Ben Alev. Hilchasa, Dvar Mabay Machu, the Suda of Secha Suda, and Tuna Baruch Hu, the Flame Lachareim, Pirsh Rashi, Dvar Shaviyu, Te'enim, Anovim, the Kiyotze, the Hemel Lachis, the Pass, So Rashi learns more talking about it's a lapis, it's a pass. Can Omer Shenim Tunim Brach a Klau Shapas Petrosim? So you say he has to discuss that there's no Klau. Kadadim Kemash Mishmiyano Rufavim. Is that's the Mishnah of that Berachas a pass. Purtus a preparis. He had to call Shulikir Bimir Tveilim. Berachas a Likir Bimir Tveilim. So it's the regular little ikra and tofel. Sukoshale mean Avinam Samaki Hakiya Namiti Patale pass. My cushion, the body near the burn, being hoya, the towel will pass me yayin royal hoya butter say the khanami. If you're tacking it together, it's like a butter. Or you circle barakles and cloud. Mahutsu the tamal the tarsa tirasha. Voich loshin beloshin besech enamura alzet. Right? Rashi's taich was Rashi had an interesting taich in the loshin of the Gemara. Rashi learned that the first half of the Gemara is discussing basa and those type of things. The things that Shalom Ach was a suda. No, things which are boim la'achar a suda. If you eat them teich a suda, so you need a brach on them. Right. So that's not really the lashon. That's that we Shalom Ach a suda shmesach a suda. So he says that's not a very clear way to say that. Right? The right way to say it would be to use a type of lashon. Can have the name of it. The worm have boy malafis boy is a pass. You know the things which come malafis is a pass, and things don't come malafis is a pass. Which your malafis is a pass. Right? Meir lemarer rabzal nearly yashib zepi. Rish lemar the marik gun shahaya imdim emsa suda. The scholars kviyus the suda hayusa bebasser bedwar mekayim kviyetsa but. So they set it out with other foods. Ve'emsa suda lachar shiskilu lechol mizeh hibir lefneim tainim and novim ke lahavas it was a pass to eat it together with the pass. V'achol im a pass v'achshav v'chnosar b'loy pass k'vorosam adayin gam p'kin lechol mimenu im a pass achar kach. So you're eating it as a tofel, you're eating it with the pass. You plan to continue eating with the pass at the end, and you're eating it now with the middle without pass. So the Ben Yad introduces this idea that if you start the meal with, if you start eating the pears with pas, and you plan to at the end eat them with pas, so the fat in the middle you eat with pas, that's it was still nikra shame that it's coming to me malafis as a pas. Never even you eat it without pas, it doesn't need a bracha. Now, why does he cop in this case? But in the case, he says, he fears less, you know, a few lines later, he goes to answer his gosh. He says, in mitkila lo hoyod lo dvar mecher lafiz rim is a pass. Ale lo aperis bovad. Umasko lo lafiz rim is a pass. Rachim mechum 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 lo pass. Al bishu besoif en o echo mehem im pass klau. En o mevorech aleim. Shekim and Jemizel also ikr lifting shaloi mitkila v'yisro lechum menu im a pass. Potter, Wakaka, Jacoman of the Pass, Bolinian, and she actually the soy for Yachoman or even pass, eventually Yachoman, Akabi and Pass Club. So what the Ben Yon is saying is, in a case where your meal was a meal of bread and Paris, that was the whole meal. As long as you ate at the beginning with pass, so it's a malafis as a pass. So the fact that afterwards you eat it without pass doesn't change anything, there's no need for a broth. The case where it wasn't the only thing you're eating with, you started out with eating your malafis as a pass with basar. Then you started your malafis as a pass with peiros. Then it's only part of a bracha when you eat it without pass, if you eat it with pass at the end.
Binyan was learning like Rashi that ima pass means if the mamash had it like on the pass.
Well, yes or no.
I'm not talking about in the middle of the suda when you had it with added. I'm saying when he says ima pass.
Yeah, he means with bread.
He doesn't mean like tosis is like broader definition.
No. He's going to bring that later. He's going to bring that later on. Right now he's going in Rashi. Later on he brings Rabbi Yitzchak Pirush Roy Ben Yonach, or he has a whole different mahal. Right, he's going in Rashi. He's being Mazur Rashi. But he's introducing this musig that it's that even Rashi agrees that it's shy to be kaveya, a shame that it's a liftin, and then you don't have to eat it with the pas. So he says, if there's only payers, So the kviyas of that liftin is you eat it with pas. So the combination of the fact that this is what it's all about is eating pas, is eating peiros, and the fact that you ate it beginning with pas, that's enough to be kaveya that it's a liftin for pas. So it's potter al zini liftin, al zini tafel. In a case where you had other things, so peiros b'derech klal is not malapis of the pas. So if you started with pas, and you plan to eat it at the end with pas, now whether you did it or not, that's the next question. I'm saying, but he's saying, right now I'm eating without pas. So since I plan to eat with pas at the end, basically what I'm saying is really, it really is coming to malapis of the pas. The fact that I ate some without pas, that's like, so me'ain the musig of ikra and tafel, that a person had a little bit of the tafel left over at the end without the ikra anymore, so if he eats that, it's just finishing it off, that's not called that you need to have a brach on. It's not exactly the same, but along those lines. Now, with Kor Pasha, this is a unique din, Dafkar Pasha. We said on the Sugya that is this the regular din of ikra tafel, according to Rashi, or even according to Rashi, this is some unique din and pas. So Pasha, this is a unique din and pas, even according to Rashi, the way where he's being mazmer Rashi. According to Rashi, if he's mamash eating it together, that's Tosha says, that there's no chiddush. Okay.
Pas can't just be an example of an ikker. It has to be dafka pas. I don't know if not just an example.
So how do I know? Because the Balamor gives a different teretz to this kasha. Balamor answers how he answered Rashi that the case was when you made the brachas of moitzi, katzi loy icy kamayo hanat the borim a boy mach was a suda lavi daite loy b'shas bracha mi'olam emel li boy bracha b'tchila kamash v'lon the kima the tefillin you know loy boy bracha. So he says that the kiddush over here, the kasha is what's the kiddush going to Rashi? You mamish ate it with pas. According to him, he learns you ate it with pas the whole time. So what's the chiddush? It's the ikra and tofel. Because when you made the mitzi, you didn't have das to eat it. And it wasn't lefon of. So I would say there's no ikra and tofel over there. Kamash malon there is. Just now, so what's this kamash malon? So, yesh lodin. Is this a kamash malon in kol ikra and tofel? Or is this kamash malon in dini pas? We said the chakira, the chaznishas chakira, ikra tafel. The ikra tafel work. The pshat is that the tafel, here's just the tafel does not need a bracha. Or the pshat is that a tafel needs a bracha, but the birchas ikra pater is the birchas tafel. Okay? So if you learn the second way, this didn't make any sense. I made a moitzi. I didn't have das to include this thing. It wasn't the fun of. Now I'm all of a sudden eating. I never made a bracha on it. Where's the bracha? If you learn the pshat is the tafel doesn't need a bracha, so I'm eating as a tafel doesn't need a bracha. The Magen Avraham in the beginning of Reish Beis says that the halacha that ikar path is tafel is only if you had das for it or there was lefun of, or it's derech to bring it. I, the Balamor, that's my pass. It means. Even in Rashi, which we're learning, the Rashi learns up the sugyas of sugya of ikra and tafel. It's not the regular. It's not a new din of pas. There's still a unique mile to pas. That's the Magen Avraham. He says that he brings the Balamor. But Sarach Loimer, the dafka of pas yesh kever l'suda, but I talk komash shiviu loy k'mashir kasa b'savsim kuvayin zayin. So he says that you need to know about it. You have to plan to have it, or it's normal to have it. And that's the din, really, the end of Kuvayin Zion. That by Suda, that's the remote, but they're the end of Kuvayin Zion. The remote says that somebody brings a Techa Suda, since your da says, I'll come out, you'll have a Techa Suda. So that's the din of Suda. So Ladav gets a special mile in pass, but the Derech is you take on the Suda. You have in mind whatever's going to happen. I don't have to necessarily have everything. So the case over there was if the neighbor brings over food, and the Derech is the neighbors bring food sometimes. They share things with each other. So she says that you don't need to do bracha. I didn't have das on it. I wasn't expecting it, but it's not something which is out of the ordinary. If they never bring food, I can eat it a bracha. By pass. This then. Right? The Burma Mahakh Suda. We don't eat it tafkatir like a Rashi, but you still need some level of expectation. So he's saying even in Rashi that there's this din that you don't need das. That's only by pass. So I would understand Rabbeinu Yonah like that as well. This sword Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that I'm eating ikur and tuffel, and I'm eating the ikur together, the tuffel together with the ikur, and it's commanded that it comes as a liftin. And then I eat some of it by itself. See if it's mamish, you know, it's just a mash who just happens to eat it by itself. A person makes a bracha on a fruit cocktail. So the rov is hoetz. She makes hoetz. So arguably the pieces of pineapple which are in there, lachar, they're adam. So you didn't really make a bracha on that, right? Now I eat some of that a few times. I end up eating the. So the normal way we're conveying what's considered harubis that the gabi the hilchas brachas is because the derech, like the Rosh Hashanah says, that you usually get a combination of them on the spoon or the fork at the same time. They're small enough that you tend to eat it together. If they're very large, you do one by one, so that's not called harubis. You make two brachas. The derech eat together because they usually they're small enough they come together in the spoon or the fork. Usually that's how it happens. That's called harubis. There's a chayyadim which is ma'achrim in that case. He says there's still need two brachas because they're distinct and separate. We're not knowing like the chayyadim. Mishabur is holding on like the chayyadim. So one time I ended up just getting a pineapple. So by the way, yeah, that's not a problem. Because that's not the Rabbi Ben-Hur is talking about. He's talking about you made a decision to eat some of it by itself. And he's saying you don't need a bracha. Why not? You're eating the tuffel by itself now. You're making the tuffel and that's not a tuffel anymore. So he's saying, because it came as a malapis, as a pass, it's bottled to the shame pass, and it's nichol in the birchas of pass. But that's a unique din and pass, lachar, not anything else. That's how I understand this din of the
Rabbeinu Yonah. Crackers and cheese for lunch.
Right. So that over there, if I emotionalize, let's say, well, okay, so, just very bekitzer, we didn't do a kruntuffel yet, we keep saying that, you know, I've left the kruntuffel for last. But, right, we had the Mishnah Berurah with our Kuf Samaches. So something like that, where they're distinct. So that's I'm eating two things together, but they're distinct. So one of them, it's clearly to enhance the other one. It's not a shayla. So, like, I'm having a little bit of tuna fish on top of my cracker, but I mean, it's the cracker, so you make a mezonis and chillam by yourself. Right, but the Mishnah Berurah over there introduced the case over there where you had the mezonis was being used as the hekel himself. You eat the shakel, you make a bracha shakel, you don't make a mezonis.
Herring and the bland cracker.
What?
Like herring and the bland cracker.
Right. So then we said, Ramosha says, well, let's say ice cream sandwiches, where the wafer tastes good and you want the wafer, or an ice cream cone, which is a sugar cone. So you're not just using the cone as a chedim to eat the ice cream. You make two brachas, he says, because the maisa, the ice cream is in your kibbe. If the ice cream is in your kibbe, you make a bracha on ice, and you also make a bracha on the wafer. But the mishabur there's madai, because you didn't cook it or bake it together. You cook and bake it together, it becomes one unit. And you make one bracha. That's now never agrees to the Mishabura, like, but that's the Mishabura sheet, and that's how you make a mazonis. Unless it's mamish, it's just a head of tibs of alma, right? You know, like a cheesecake, you have a very thin layer of mazonis on the bottom, so the ikra is the cheesecake, and the mazonis is the head of tibs of alma. But you don't make two brachas. But let's say that scenario. So purpose, but so what? That's tunas and crackers. It could be potentially two brachas. I like the cracker. I like the tuna. So what's my commercial says that they weren't baked together, weren't cooked together. They were, you just happened to put them together right now. So you, the argument says, I say, you know what? I'm not so interested in the tuna right now. I just it's more to be matim the crackers. I make them as others. They decided to have some tuna by itself.
It's leftover on your plate.
What?
It's leftover tuna on your plate.
It's saying, so it depends on how much it is. It's saying, so that's much the same thing. Cereal and milk. The very common case. Person, you know, after you finish eating all the cereal, there's a little bit of milk left over. That's just being mamshech. You're my sechila, the original my sechila. There's a lot. Or you decide in the middle to have some milk to take some milk by itself. So you're saying that you're not you want to eat it separately. So you're talking to eat a bracha. You need to have a bracha in that case. It's not you're not eating as a tuffel anymore.
Even though it was technically made a bracha on already, but it's still in the milk case. If you have a lot of milk left over, you still made a bracha on it.
But you're saying that I'm not eating as a tuffle, so it's nichol on the bracha of the mezonis because it's a tuffle to the mezonis. as much as not talking to the Mazonis, it wasn't the Chol Bracha. But he's saying over here, but that by pass, that's not true. Once you're conveying that's a liftin, as long as, so if you can eat a little bit, then you say, you know, I'm off merry way, I'm having my tanim and alvim independent of the bread. Sataka, if it was the original thing of the meal, fine, doesn't make a difference. But if it was other things with the sort of was nick with other things, and you decided to be nick on this also, if you eat it with pasta beginning and the end, you're saying it's a liftin. So the fact you eat it in the middle without pasta is not a problem. But the chorat's unique to the pasta.
Pasgomer.
Yeah, not Passover kissing. Shalom Achos Hasuda Klaimer Shalaviyo Sam Itkilu Lapisim Hem Klau. Lechosim of Neyatsim and Mavarach Lathayim Shedim Mistarfim Im Apas. So that's poshut, right? That part of the din is not a chiddush at all. If you're not eating them in lapis, according to Rashi, in any way, shape, or form, of course we're going to brach on it. But, made him work like Rehim. She was talking about Masha Ochal, Rechaz Amozin, Peteris is a co. Kach Nir Lamar Herav, the Farish member of the Rapapa. So that's how the Reno Yarno, that means the Reno Yarno basically is the Talmid Rebbe Yonah, according to the Rebbe Yonah, has learned the Mahalakha Sugya like Rashi, and that's how he answered Rashi, and that's how he's being Mahalakha with the Sugya. Okay. Now, the Rebbe Yitzchak Hazokain, Zal, the Re, Oy, Firsha Ben Yonachar, Amr, the Barmet, now he learns Tosis. The Barmet, Boy, Machmas, the Suda, Mishach, the Suda, Nikroim, Kagan Bosser, Beitzim, Magvina, with the Barmet, Mishin, Derek Lechel, Assum, Beloy, Shas, the Suda, Okay, so he gives us some simonim over here. He says these things in general were not okay. Once upon a time, people ate meals, right? Ramat Yisrael once gave a shmuz. He says, you know, says nowadays people graze like behemoths. They eat the whole day, you know. It's like the behemoths eat the whole day. They're out in the field grazing, you know. The people the whole day they're busy munching. But once upon a time, people ate meals, right? So there's some things. On the other hand, the person, you know, in between meals, he gets a little hungry. He'll take a snack, right? Something, you know. But general, so there's certain things that there wasn't there to take in the middle. The derech was when you're eating a meal, you ate these things. People didn't take a piece of chicken as a snack, right? Nowadays, maybe they would. You know, our meals aren't meals, and our snacks aren't snacks. You know, we're stumped. So that's an interesting question, right? These things ain't derech lechol is some below your shalom b'shas suda. In between meals, you'll take a fruit. Now he adds, the derech eat them b'shas suda, and you eat them b'shas suda. Since the derech was to eat him as part of a meal, therefore mikir sudahing. Now he switched. He seems to be saying two things. He says, the fact that you only eat it during the meal tells me it's considered part of the meal. And since you're eating it, therefore it's nichol in the brachas. So what's the first half relevant for? What are you in the first line for? I'm not saying rocket science over here, right? So what do I need that? If the kimish masbiim kavanos mitchilu aleim hasbiya abishoyach lo some beloy pass and work aleim klal shichlol in a pass outsmay, so lechora that alone should be sufficient. I want to know nowadays people eat chicken without washing, people eat cheese without washing, people eat, you know, is the local changes? Of course not, because it's mice. So when you eat them, you're eating them hasbiya. So you're eating a Teichel Suda, since you're eating Lahaspia, that was your plan when you planted the head, he says. Smell, that's simple than Birchas Abbas. So what do I need, this first half of his sentence, that it's just a Simen Ba'alma, right, that you wouldn't need it, right? And look what he says later. Shemarachal Leim Etchila Berichas Moshe Shemarachal Lebesoy Parterusam. Avod Devorim Sheinim Boy Machmas Asuda. Karmer Shafila Beloy Shasuda Oichlo Moisam. Kol Ayoy Ken Peiris Kiyotze Behem. Viyo Asam Asuch Asuda Oichlo Asam Beloy Pas. Enemikri Asuda. Tuna Brachal Ifneim. Tenemir Rachar Berichas Moshe Shamer Betchila. Alain Tuna Brachal Chreim Kima Shekim and Shasuda the Baruch Kamash Oichlo Kaza Nichol Imay Berach in Berichas Moshe. Okay. Now, so his number of Hifuchai, he says these things, since the Derek, you don't, he didn't say that because you're not, he did not mention the word Laspir. We would have expected the second half of the sentences, but Paris said you're not eating the Laspir. And they're including the bench, the Maitzi, you ate it. But they're not because you're not eating the Laspir. That would be the number of Hifuchai. He made a big thing about you being Laspia, and that Mash Ein Kain, here is not Laspia. That would be the Kher of the Dover Hifuch. I mean, he doesn't do that. And look weiter. Mazanam Batarzi, Mash Shalim Oilam, Vili Pesach, Loma Ein Onam Mabarak, and Batibu Shani, Brepi Adoma. Why do we make a Brepi Adoma on the Morer? Good Batibu Rishon. Batam, again, so Tysus, we were put the Tysus, not like the Rashbam, that the Adoma Patrus. So the Adoma doesn't pat. He doesn't mention anywhere about Lahaspia. He doesn't make the Tanai Lahaspia. So the Tanai seems to be things with the Derek is to eat as part of a meal, and things which not the Derek is to eat part of a meal. The thing which is not the Derek is part of a meal, you don't usually be yachas that this is not a meal food. The fact you ate it during the meal doesn't change anything. I mean, it does. It helps you for Bracha Achorna, not for Bracha Rishorna. The things that you're eating, that you have intent to eat it as part of the meal, that's a derech way how you use it. Whether it's Lasvi or not is irrelevant. What am I getting at?
The very same things don't change then.
Well, what am I getting at? What?
They're not subjective.
Well, let's say they're subjective. Well, I'm getting the desserts. Because the Mishnah Berurah's Kaveya, like the way to is the Kudas Lahasbiya. So since the desserts are not Lahasbiya, it's an Eid of Bracha. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Mugger of Ram, Mishnah Berurah, etc. How should the Kohen Ben Yonah? That's not true. His Lakuda is Derek to eat as part of the meal or not. So payers are not the Derek not to eat as part of the meal. They're not Baklal, they're not. Now, maybe desserts, you know, this depends on certain desserts. It might depend what your dessert is, but, right? But if. He says, if when I sit down to a meal, this is my expectation to have these things, because this is a normal thing to have as part of a meal. Right? He asks the kasha, you're eating the Pesach, it's meat. Like, what's the bayah? Right? Because you're not eating with us. It's the mitzvah to eat it. We hold, you know, we're cautious that the sheet that's common is the time of Mount Lazar's there. So they would eat it separately. Cain also helped his mother raise the Yekayim. He was karach pesamach tzomor. It means the common word for karach pesamach tzomor. There's a mitzvah to eat all of these things. They're not together necessarily, because could be times a lot of them. But the mice, it's part. That was in your intent to have a part of the meal. So it's part of the meal. Whether you eat with pasas, according to the reason, is irrelevant. Right, but you're not eating lahaspia. Is that all the soiva? So he's saying, why it's not Lasbiya. You're eating it not with the pass. You're Bedafka eating not with the pass. The more you're eating Bedafka not with the pass. So why are you making a bracha on it? Is it because the mitzvah? It's nikra, it's shame, it's part of the meal. So in the first half of the Bnei Yonah, it's not clear because he says both 2 points, and he seems to stress the Lasbiya more than everything else. Which is Pasha Yulun Dices, is the Dinalaspiya. And that's, you know, we got Rumashukha because of the Mishnah Berurah, you know, the Mishabura follows that sheet, that's how we pass the halakha l'maisa, and I make a bracha on dessert, right? But pashas, according to the Beit HaGarna, that's not so pashut.
There's a big advantage in the Lashon HaGemara, because
yeah.
Dvarim HaBotim, it sounds like it's not talking about now. Not even kimta of what I'm doing before. What are these items?
Interesting, because the Lashon is Lashon HaGemara. Okay. Things which are brought.
In general.
Okay, yeah. Good point. So it's a fascinating Rabbi Yonah. Yeah, this is Rabbi Yonah's, the Tamina Rabbi Yonah's Taich in Tosis, and how he says over Tosis. We didn't see that in Tosis. Tosis doesn't have all of this extra lotion. In the second half, Lach Rasuda, he also has a Knech. Lach Rasuda, Tun Bracha, Ben Lathay, Ben Lach Reyam, Pirish, Acha Shasimu Milekol, Ena Matapal, Ena Pas, Hamaychol Chla, Vesarach Lavarach Allah, Bracha, Haruya Loit, Tzila, Vesayf. Good. So I'm ready to read it, Sarfazal. We don't have an Artosis, but the Baal Yatosis said, the Mihacha Shemin and the Birchas Sholish and the Pateras Bain Gimel. Mihacha Daisak, Yotze, by Acher Mazen, Abish of Bracha Shalai, he made Birchas and Mazen, and Birchas and Mazen, Pateras, and Sayyid, the Misa, the Birchas Gimel, Pateras Bain Gimel, or your Lomar, she worked like a room. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ches, in Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a person benches after eating a bowl of farina, he's not Yotze, he has to say an Alamikri. That's the Shita of Shulchan Aruch. Like this Rabbeinu Yonah. He brings the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashi has the same piece, same in the Balatosis as well. Before in the Gemara, that you're not Yotze B'Di'Evet. Because the more way Tosis are learning, that you're eating at the end of the meal. So what are you eating at the end of the meal? So the things that are boy Machmas Asura. So what is that? So you eat chicken. You're Masalach the Shulchan. Tosis case. You decide to have some you have wings, right? Right? It's nothing with the meal. So you make a shahakal and you make a brand of washes. Of course you're not yotze benching. You're not yotze benching on chicken. But the Tosis said that the born boy Machmas Asura was dicing. And that the Gemara says, if you eat a lachar asura, you need a bracha lefanav lacharav. Why do you bracha lacharav? It's daisa. Make a bench on it. And when you see, you're not yotze.
It's
a maisa keder. Even though it's Muslim, make a mazonos on it. It's maisa keder. That's right. That's the Shulchan Aruch passes that. He says like this. On yayin, we have the Gemara on Haman Bay. The Gemara says that yayin betzim. It was shayach the musik of gimel brachas. But it's both dice, it's a kolodom, so it must have been a yabbit if you said benching your yotze. The Rosh in the first paragraph brings, the more I discuss it with there, a person benches on tamarim, the more says your yotze. That's how we know yayin. From Kamacher, but the more within Daf Yud Beis. The more said the person benches on tamarim, tamarim is yayin. But if you bench on dice, you're not yotze. So Mishabura means that, but Oizer really also like my dice is less dying than tomorrow. It doesn't make any sense. You're telling me that Bidi Abbey Yurt is on the call. But the recourse is over here. So what's the raya from over here? We're discussing our Gemara is discussing like a kill, not Bidi Abbot's. That is a din of Bidi Abbot. Bidi Abbot is saying if a person made a mistake, right? Instead of saying al-mikya, he sat down and he said benching. He realized after all he had was tomorrow. Right. So, right. That's a bit of yeah. I'm not telling you, Chachil, you should bench on tomorrow. Right. So, on Daisa, the person should have said al-mikya. Oh no, but yeah, what's the law? I have a raya over here. Because since over here we're telling you you should say al-mikya, it's a raya that you're not yoitze. No, it's a raya that Chachil, you're supposed to say al-mikya. It's not part of the meal. It's mechayv. It's obrach akorin. What would be if you benched? Are you mechayv? I don't know. Based nisht. The Ben Oyer brings the raya. The Rasha brings the raya. The Beis Yosef in Reish Tes brings this Ben Oyer as a raya. Even if you're not yotze. So that's the answer that Rav Osher says. He says, what's the sushdel? Our Gemara is telling you that chachila, you should, yes, the chachila, you should not, since it's not part of the meal, it's a separate maisa, chachila, you're not supposed to use benching for that purpose. You want to know, but if you did it, of course it works. I don't know what the answer is. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out of the maisa over there, Rav Osher, he says that he's machriya like those Ephraim. Definitely bottle of dates for different reasons. You know, you're doing benching on dates. The das is bottle, but. Medal didn't he skim a camera cried him shoulder das and macabre the dice of a king call whom a mini dog and medium and because was a patrosen came in shuzai and agree me tomorrow kosh can pass a kiss in the body because it wasn't patrosen. I involve. So he the Eben Ezer wants to retype the Ben Yerzer. The Ma'aser they bring a ram. There's a ram of Psachim which is matched with the Ben Eben Yerzer. So that's they build themselves on a. It's not, actually it's also Ramban, I think, over there also. It's a Ran and Ramban in Narbi Psochim.
Where is this?
What? Reish Ches, Sif Yud Zayin. Yeah.
Because of a Kistim, Bidi Yavid, even according to Bidi Yavid, you would get
to. Yeah. Yeah. So he brings a bear girl, a pichodesh, Eben Ezer, it's a groa, chayodom, and then the beggar brings a ram, which costs four shom the head of the brichos of Mosin, pite the dice. That's all bidi yavid. And if we would have a case nowadays, which is within the Gemara, we don't think the Gemara because we're not masalik. Let's say you were doing the salik, right? Right? And you ate dice. You should say an element here. And then you should bench.
And if you bench first?
If you bench first, that's complicated.
And you need waters.
If you bench first, that's very complicated. So is would it be nichol and benching automatically, or is only if you have das for it? There's a real log over there which talks about Bir Locha Reish Ches, also Bir Locha in Kufayin Hay talks about the bracha corner for yain from Kiddush. So he says, you know, If you're going to bench on the Christ, you say an oligafen, you don't have a problem. Otherwise, you should have kavana beferish b'shas benching to be moitzi it, because it could be you're not yotze benching in that situation. So you had to before the suda. The might say if you bench on yain, you're yotze b'di yavid, it's only with techa suda, not if it was before the suda. That's mechalkes b'sharnim. That's the bir locha in Reish Ches. Because that's b'di yavid. If I bench on yain, I didn't have a meal at all. I bench on yain, I'm yotze. So if I have a fairish das, it's like I'm benching a yayin. Right? But, it's a bit, yeah, but the child is, because according to some, since Kiddush is Tzarech HaSudah, the male is Nechul and benching, so I can't say an oligafen. According to some, it was before the meal, so I need an oligafen. So I have no eitzah, so the eitzahs have a fairish kavana when you bench in order to cover it, or bench on the kreis and say an oligafen.
If you didn't have kavana, you still find it.
He brings three shitas. You stopped after the first shita. He brings a Rabban and a Ran over there, no? Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Keep going, yeah. Dalad. What?
So it's coming out that it's a bench on a kai sport to drink during the meal. What's the
Lechatrila?
Because it seems like
it's Bidyevit
to have in mind.
Yeah, the best thing would be
to
bench on the curse and say
the
Makadish. The Makadish is Hail. Well, he should be Yurt Hail Gefen with whoever benches. That's what I people always ask, like, why I'm having me Moitzi me? I didn't drink a shear by the curse of Shabbat Rosh. And says, no, I'm not being Moitzi because of Rivla. I'm having me Moitzi me to curse of Kiddush. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say in a case where you made a Bnei Kavim beforehand in order to have wine during the meal, since the wine during the meal, the more comes out that benching covers it. So Agav Gruari covers the wine, and you needed to make a bracha Bnei Kavim. You use the Bnei Kavim before the meal to anoint to the Techasuda, so then benching can cover. The Yimiel normally doesn't cover, but in that case it would cover. But even that, not all Rishonim agreed to. I mean, and having kavanah, there's a sheet. Even b'diavad, it doesn't help having kavanah b'feirish. So if you have techasud, at least you add one more sheet. You know. Okay. Mi odir dafu shar devorim abayayin pateres main gimel mshal sarachu shomer havla nevorif. Okay, I don't want to get involved in that. Imash ochel shenir kesuda b'fnei atzma. The sarach levoracha alav tekila b'soif. Aval ono shenir min again olasalik as a shulchan. Ad shesima the barach birchus a masir. Ad shesima lechem kol zman shel birchu. K'may b'soif kesuda da'inin leit. So barach lefanim into barach la'acharim. Okay. So he adds this kneich, which the red like that. There's a difference between if you're oikar shulchan out. So that's the birlocha. Kufayin Zayin, which he brings that this is many Rishonim do not have that tonight of Akiras Hashul. But in the Rebbe Yonah, he says that the Kud is because it looks like a Surah Akiras. So in the case, let's say there wasn't a Shulchan to start with, it doesn't look like a Surah Akiras. Right? So it's not the word of lack of Shulchan. It's the word of that Akiras Hashulchan when you started out with the meal with the Shulchan and now you're not. It looks like a different meal. That's why I think that by case of Simchas Chasam Akala, Itaka looks like a different thing. Imam should look a different thing. First, you had 100 people there by the meal. You take away the table, you take everything away, you move the tables to the side, and you put out a whole new meal, and you have 300 people there. It's a whole new ball game. So you need a bracha, Rishon, bracha, achrona. Rabbi Yasha says I'm right. Rishon Mesanu says I'm wrong. Okay, but I don't know. You learn the sugya. Adarab, I mean, and that was my Erev Pesach argument. Erev Pesach al Yisrael Shabbos, and you eat your pas totally separate from the rest of the meal. The mamash looks like a surah cheres. Horai, you moved to a different room. So the fact that you're able to see it helps with shein makom. But the guy that it's near a surah cheres. It's near a surah cheres. There was a meal you had a pas, which best of you should have benched already and ended the conversation over there. Right, but it happens now. You got rid of all of that. You shook everything out. You shook the kids out. You know, you cleaned them out. You know, with your gimel. You know, the more says that you did by menachas they would be menapa the silas 13 times. You know, then you come inside. You start your meal. It's in the surah keres. So why do you need a bracha b'shana bracha achrona? Right.
So then, wedding.
That
would be like the biggest.
The same, the case of by Simchas Chasam Kalt, they have it at the end of the meal, and the end of the chasam. I think you need a bracha.
Is there any way that it doesn't look like a different meal if they don't take away the table?
Well, they don't take away the table.
It's served by the table. But if they move away,
I think so. I mean,
even if the same people are there, it's not like a new.
No, if you clean up and then they serve the. We hold that this Tosa says we're not Moshech Gadam in a pass. I mean, even that's in Pesim said the Moshech you Moshech Gadam in a pass. But Kabbal Chaimer, you're Iker Ashulchan. Most Yishanim don't have to hold it's a new Suda even without Iker Ashulchan. Just like just Moshech is Yod of Minapas. Like Tosa's Loshen. The other Yishanim, except for the Rashi with the Rebbeinu Yonu, all the other Yishanim, when they bring it down, they just say you're Moshech Gadam in a pass. Tosa's the Rosh and others. Right. So you're mushing out of the pass. You took away, they take away all the bread. You can't eat anymore. You have to, if you want to get bread, you have to go. So they have to say, if you really want bread, you can get some bread. You could, you're not bedafka in the salad in the pass. So that may be. But
so if you have a meal, let's say you go away and you finish all the bread that you have there.
No, if bread were available, I would eat bread. You're not bedafka in the salad in the pass. By case there are pesach chalis mishabes, you're bedafka in the salad in the pass. And the chassid is over there, they're trying to be kamei. It's taka, not a hemshe. It's taka, it's like a siluk. That's what they're saying.
So Rabbi said the other side was that since it was possible to eat bread inside the house, then you would.
Yes, yeah, so that's what the Shul Sisa brings from Rabbi Yasher. He brings a diak. He says his own shikl. He says Rabbi Yasher was masking him. He doesn't say he's Rabbi Yasher. Right? He makes a diak in a miri that. If you're only stopping because of an isser, but that's him, you would like to eat more, that's not called siluk. I mean.
This would be the same thing. That if you had more bread, you would.
Right, that along those lines, yeah. Okay. Fine. And the last point over here was the din of Yayin. That the Rebbeinu Yaakov brought to Shalomayim, the Mikra Mosin Hem. The hacha yain atzma how you put her past in loim itam chashivus. When mayim kima shen and garman brachal atzma, but she brachosim shehakol he brachal kolis. The garan akar pas they talk about brachal im klal. And then he brings the second pshat and sets of ein zanira. Kama mayim kima shem besibus a pas sark lishtoisim main and mazin havi a pas paterasism. Now he said like this. Vafilo how you tzami mitkilo. Bishtama, the water you're drinking, because you eat, you get thirsty. So that's clearly part of the meal. That's the derech of the suda. So that's the nichol and the birchas of pas. I'm good. But what about you came into the meal, you were thirsty. So the reason why you're drinking the water is because you were thirsty. Kimish vichol, you tell me, v'le boah b'siv is a pas. V'rachalov akshav, no. Al kimish v'lerot zalish tos mitzchil k'nesh l'yizikul ha'mayim, because you're not supposed to drink mayim aliba rekonu. So that's the question which nowadays we're not makman on that, what the halacha is. And even that, it's an interesting knetch. It wasn't, the pas was a hechatimsa to allow me to be able to drink the water. You don't drink water, I'll leave it in the corner. It's a sakana to drink water on an empty stomach. I'm very thirsty, so I wash. And now I drink something. So his kasha was the car. That water is never coming because of the suda. It's coming because you're thirsty. Answer is, because you can't drink it without pas. It's because of the pas. Adarabba, the pas is the tuffel and the water is the ikker. I'm using the pas as a hechatimsa to drink the water. So what did he answer? All right. Mm-hmm. So it means he's extending back to the in the mahalik of Rashi, this is not going to work. Which is why the Machzavitri is telling Rashi, Rashi says, talking like a bracha, a shahakal on the drinks. Because it's a regular dinamiker and tofel. He's saying it from the Kura. Because once it's something that comes, it's come derech, it's derech to be part of a Suda. The Maisa, you always drink water to a Suda because you can't drink water by yourself. So you always eat it part of, with the other way pass. So Mela is considered part of a Suda. The Mela is Nichol. But that's all the Shittas of the Balatosis, that makes sense. So that this Kashmir Lakhar makes sense that he's saying the water which you drink Tachasuda because by eating you get thirsty and therefore you need the drink to be able to eat. See, even do it together, but you could argue that even Rashi agreed to that's called Tafel. The water is a hechatim to be able to eat. So that's even by Iker and Tafel, there are scenarios where you don't have to do it together. And the person, the case of the Mishnah, the person eats maliach, and because the maliach is so sharp or so salty, he eats the bread afterwards to counteract the effects of the saltiness. So even if you eat it together, it's still called ikra and tofu. And even eating pas, the Mishnah says. Even if you eat it together, there is one sheet of Rishonim, you have to eat it together. Rather than Benachonos, you have to eat it together. We don't pass like that. All the Rishonim say you don't have to eat it together. So water with the bread, when you eat, you get thirsty, you need a drink. So that's mamash hechatipsa for the meal. Even Rashi said that's true. I can hear such an argument. Master Mishnah says not like that. But this scenario, that when you're at someone beforehand, there's no way that Rashi can agree to that. It's not a tofu. I don't know, but the bread is a tofu to the Mayan. According to the Baal HaTosis, the Tosis says that the Riyah Zaken, that the point is this becomes part of the meal. And he said, remember, it's not Lahaspiyah. The point is, like you said, it's whatever the Derech is to eat part of the meal, that becomes part of the meal. Since the mice, the only time they drink water was during a meal, because otherwise it's a problem. Leave your economy, some ale is part of the meal, this is nickel and berchas amoitzi. Okay, so we saw a lot of interesting kudas over here in the Banu Yarno. I didn't get to the Rashba today, but that's not. So, Sves Hashem, on Sunday.